Welcome to another episode of Words and Wine, where I talk about business, books, and big questions. And drink wine. I'm Lauren Kress.
Fancy in some way.
So one of the things that happens when you're in business is you need to make lots of decisions. And you need to have sort of a set of guiding principles and an idea of how you operate and where you want to get to in order to really make some of those decisions and prioritize what you're doing. A lot of people talk about this in terms of brand mapping, but it's not just brand mapping, it's actually the entire business. So brand is part of the business, and culture is part of the business, and then your operations is another part of the business. And all of those need to be aligned in order for your business to work well and for people to be happy with what you're doing. Because if you say that you're great at something and your branding is totally perfect in that regard, but then you can't deliver on that because of your operations or because of internal politics, then you've got a problem on your hand. Business vision, this is the big one. This is like the top of your business pyramid. It's telling you, where do we want to get to? Even if it's 10 years down the track, where is it that we'd like to be at that time? So it's with the end in mind. Now, the book that I'm using to help me with this tonight is this one, which is Small Business Big Vision by Adam Torrin and Matthew Torrin, who, yes, are brothers. And I highly recommend checking out what they do, because they have some really cool stuff that they do with kids, like kidpreneurs, which I think is really awesome. Now, what these guys say about vision, which I agree with, is this idea that you must begin with the end in mind, which we've said. They say try to keep it to 1 to 3 sentences. I say if you can, try to keep it to 1 sentence. You want this to be something that's really memorable and pithy and something that you can just go, yep, that's who we are, that's where we're trying to get to. So a really good example of a company that does this well is Nike, or Nike, depending which part of the world you're from. So Nike's vision statement is to bring inspiration and innovation to every athlete in the world. Not an easy thing to do, but for a company as big as Nike, it kind of makes sense. Now, a bad example of a vision statement, on the other hand, is Coca-Cola. So Coca-Cola actually starts off the Coca-Cola company vision statement by saying, to achieve our mission, we have developed a set of goals which will work with our bottlers to deliver. People, inspiring each other to be the best we can be by providing a great place to work. Portfolio, offering a world a portfolio of drink brands that anticipate and satisfy people's desires and needs. Partners, blah, 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 blah. Basically what they've done is they've written a vision statement for every stakeholder. So for the people that work with them, for the people who drink their products, for the product makers, for the shareholders. They've written a vision statement for every one of those. Now, every business has, even small businesses have multiple stakeholders. So you don't want to write a vision statement for each stakeholder. That's not a good idea. It's really, you're not going to remember that, firstly. And you kind of walk away from it going, so what is it that Coca-Cola is trying to actually achieve? I mean, for me, I would think that it would just be to make a tasty drink that people enjoy. They've made it really complicated. So, not to badmouth Coke too much, but if we're thinking about it from a small business perspective, even then, I mean, this is why this is called Small Business Big Vision. It's still about thinking in terms of the bigger picture. What is it that you can bring to your community? So if it's your community in terms of just your local suburb, so maybe someone like a hairdresser might be just looking at the region around them. That's fine. So it could be to be the best hair colorist in the Neutral Bay area. It doesn't have to be in the world. But it still gives you an end goal in mind. We want to be the best at this. Now, for your mission, unlike what Coca-Cola is saying here, your mission actually supports your vision. So it goes the other way around. They've said we've defined our vision based on our mission. No, your mission is how you are going to achieve your vision. So if you're saying in 10 years' time we want to be like this, how are you going to get there? That's all your mission is. So again, couple of sentences, doesn't need to be really long, but I really like the way that Elon Musk has put this together for SpaceX. Obviously, again, using a big company example, but I think it's a good way to look at how we do this, look at best practices, and then kind of pull it into how we want to work. So SpaceX has the mission SpaceX designs, manufactures, and launches advanced rockets and spacecraft. Their vision is to enable people to live on other planets. Now, to enable people to live on other planets, they need to be designing, manufacturing, and launching advanced rockets and spacecrafts. So it kind of makes sense, right? Your mission can also talk about the quality of your product and services. Another good example of this would be, you know, if you were thinking about someone who's like, say, a sports scientist or an exercise physiologist or a personal trainer, they might say something like, "We share the latest in exercise and sports medicine to help our customers achieve their fitness goals." Now, their vision, on the other hand, may be something like, "To encourage people around Sydney to get active every day." So we can see the vision is about where they're going, and the mission is about how they do that. They do that by bringing knowledge. They achieve getting people active. Okay. Now, values are also very important. So what values do, values are kind of like the way that your business has integrity. So like I was saying before, your business needs to kind of align. It needs to have your culture and your brand and your operations. They all need to be working together. Yeah. We're all marching to the same tune. You don't want your operations going off and doing one thing and trying to make really cheap crappy products while your mission is saying we provide the best products. So your values are really about that, what it is that you really care about. And a company that I think does this really, really well is Afar. So Afar magazine is a magazine that is based out of the US, and they publish really, really interesting travel content from around the world. And I'll share their link here because I definitely recommend checking them out. Basically, what they have done with their values is exactly what values need to do. So values allow us to make decisions and interact with an audience in a way that is true to your business. So like I said, it's a way that your business can have integrity. Afar's values, just to give you a few examples, are to explore from the inside looking out, to offer the unexpected, to celebrate global diversity. They're great values. They're very inspiring, and we very quickly get a sense of who Afar is. But if Afar had said something like, which a lot of businesses do, "We value integrity," then that doesn't tell us anything. It doesn't give us a guide of how we need to behave if we want to work at Afar. And if you look at a lot of companies and a lot of company values, this is where they really fall down. But I think for small businesses starting out, if we get this right, then we're really going to know how to talk with our clients and employ the right people and start putting together the right community for our business to thrive. So your values are something that you definitely want to spend some time on. And that together with your mission is what provides what we call internal steering. So your vision is where you're trying to get to, what contribution you're going to make to the world. Your mission and your values is more about what do we need to do as a business in order to achieve that, and how do we need to behave. And then from there, then we start to look at the two other key pieces for your business, which is what I'm going to talk about next week. So next week, I'm going to be talking about your value proposition and your brand personality. Now, these are two areas that are really, really fun to talk about, and they're going to form the basis of your business map, which, like I said, a lot of people talk about in terms of brand, but it isn't just brand, it is your business, because it needs to be influencing your decisions on culture, and it needs to be influencing your decisions on your operations. This week, I didn't really go through too much of this book, but I definitely recommend reading it. It has things like the 3-page business plan, which is a really, really great way to get started. It's really easy to read, and it's got lots of case studies in it as well. So they actually interview a bunch of successful entrepreneurs and talk to them about how they implemented some of the things that they talk about in here. Now, there are aspects of this that have dated a little because social media has changed a lot in the last few years, and they do talk about social media in this book, but I still recommend reading it as a starting point, and then you can sort of supplement with more recent articles to help you keep up to date with how to use social media now that we are now in 2018 and not 2011. So I am going to leave it there, but I do want to finish up by asking you guys a question. What steps are you taking right now to start your business? And I will be back next week to talk about brand personality and value proposition. Have a good night, guys.